听力课堂，听 class.com。
I've had enough of running away from Howl's Moving Castle.
I take it Howl won't be joining us?
He's such a lazy son. He sent me instead. I'm afraid the king would find him completely useless.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Howl was the last apprentice I ever took on. I've never seen such a gifted student. I was so thrilled to have finally found someone talented enough to replace me. Then one day his heart was stolen by a demon. He never returned to complete his apprenticeship, and from that day forward he has been using his magic for entirely selfish reasons. Mrs. Pendragon.
Yes?
That boy is extremely dangerous. His powers are far too great for someone without a heart. If he stays selfish, I'm afraid he'll end up just like the Witch of the Waste. Our kingdom can no longer afford to turn a blind eye to these disreputable witches and wizards. If Howl reports to me and vows to use his magic to serve the kingdom, I will show him how to break from his demon. If not, I'll strip him of all his powers, just like her.
That is enough! Now I understand why Howl was so concerned about coming to see you. It's a trap. You lure people here with an invitation from the king, and then you strip them of all their powers. Howl would never be so heartless. He may be selfish and cowardly, and sometimes he's hard to understand, but his intentions are good. He just wants to be free.
Howl won't come here. He doesn't need your help. He can fix his problem with his demon on his own. I'm certain of it.
Now I understand. You're in love with Howl. I now know his weakness, Mrs. Pendragon.
Tell me, was that cigar a gift from Madame Solomon by any chance?
Howl, she fed me something gross. I feel sick.
Why, if it isn't Howl, I think you and I need to have a nice long heart-to-heart chat.
There's nothing I'd like more than that, but right now there's a war going on.
How unlike you, Howl, not running away anymore.
Until later, then. Stay here. Calcifer will protect you from the henchmen. I'll stand guard out front.
No, wait, Howl! Don't go out there! It's too dangerous!
Another wave's coming, and Calcifer's too weak to stop the bombs.
Let's run! Don't fight them, Howl!
Sorry. I've had enough of running away, Sophie. And now I've got something I want to protect. It's you.
I'm alive! I'm alive! Look, I'm free! Free! Ah! I'm alive!
Young man, you are.
What's going on? What am I doing here? I feel terrible. Like there's a weight on my chest.
A heart's a heavy burden.
Wow. Sophie, your hair looks just like starlight. It's beautiful.
You think so?
So do I!
Looks like your true love is in love with someone else. You should go home anyway and tell your king to stop this dumb war.
Yes, that's exactly what I'll do. One thing you can always count on is that hearts change. So as soon as this war is over, I shall return.
I love it when you talk like that. I look forward to your return, big boy.